Hello, everybody. You may remember a short clip, a one-minute clip that we showed of a pastor who said that Islam was started by the Catholic Church. Yeah, in order to take over the world. But it backfired on them because Islam got too powerful and then just kind of overtook their big brother and decided not to listen to the Catholic Church anymore. It's hard to say this with a straight face, but these people, and even Walter Veith, who we are going to be debunking soon, seems to subscribe to this as well, saying that Islam and Catholicism are the exact same religion. It's insanity. Then in this video, we're going to be talking about that even more. But let me refresh your memory with this guy.
Very few people realize it was the Catholics that started Islam. They started the whole religion purposely to try to get the Holy Land back for the Catholics. They built up the Islam, they funded Muhammad, they trained him, they sent a Catholic nun out of the monastery. They said, we want you to come out of your convent, go find a young promising Muslim, marry him, and train him to raise up an army of Arabs to go take back the Holy Land for the Mother Church. Quite an interesting story if you want to read about that. It started to work, but then it failed because Islam got so big, they said, well, forget you Catholics, we're doing what we want.
Hello everyone, Brian Mercier here, president of Catholic Truth. In this video, we're going to be talking about debunking the Islam jack chick myth. And it all comes from this actual magazine. And it is a comic book magazine written by Chick Publications, one of the godfathers of anti-Catholicism. And this is what this guy is using. This is the same Jack Chick who says that the Catholic Church started the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons, KKK, communism, and many other things. And as we're going to see, this is going to be fun, people. This show is just going to be really fun. So get some popcorn, get ready to laugh, because we're going to see how Pope John Paul II was really a communist. St. Augustine owned armies and actually had bases throughout the Middle East from which his armies would conquer real Bible Christians and other wonderful conspiracy theories that people actually believe. And they're teaching it from a platform. See, back in the day, people used to just say this stuff, write it. No one would probably read it. But now they actually can spew their uneducated nonsense from a high platform. So it's really, really sad. Pray for these people. All right, without further ado, let's get started. So this is the prophet, and this is a weird conspiracy theory about a supposed former Catholic priest named Alberto Rivera, and he supposedly escaped from a monastery from people who wanted to kill him, and it's a whole long conspiracy theory, which Protestants have disproven. We have a whole nother video on that on Jack Chick if you want to see that. So all of Jack Chick's source material, information, evidence comes from one and one source only, and that's Alberto Rivera. And that guy has been disproven even by Protestants. He's a con man. So all of Jack Chick's information is false, as we're going to see in this video. So his first argument that I just love comes from this page, and it says the Vatican desperately wanted Jerusalem because it was of religious significance, but it was blocked by the Jews, as if they had like some huge army and a big wall up or something like that. Another problem was in the Christians in North Africa preaching the gospel. Roman Catholicism was growing in power and would not tolerate any opposition. Ooh. So St. Augustine appeared on the scene. He knew what was going on. Augustine was a very powerful and influential man with his own small army of followers. His monastery served as bases to seek out and destroy Bible Christians. Augustine was made a saint for faithfully serving Mother Church. The Vatican wanted to create a Messiah for the Arabs, someone they could raise up to become a great leader. So long story short, they trained, they found this woman, Khadija, who was a Catholic nun, cough, cough, not true. And she had this whole plot, convinced this man, Muhammad, to become the leader for the Catholic Church. He raised the army, the Catholic Church supported and funded the whole thing. They created this huge army to take back the Holy Land from the Jews, all because it was being blocked by the Jews. But can we just pause for a second to say that St. Augustine had armies and bases of operation from which he persecuted true Bible Christians? Wow! Has any other Catholic ever heard this history? Of course you haven't, because it's not history. And what happens when Jack Chick doesn't have any evidence to back himself up, as we've seen? He says this has all been covered up by history. So if you can't find it in history, that's because it was covered up by the evil Catholic Church, and it no longer exists because they wiped it from extinction. I would ask, who are these Christians that were being persecuted by Saint Augustine? And can anybody else see the big fatal flaw of this whole entire page? Like, this whole page talks about Augustine, it talks about Muhammad, and it talks about calling for the Crusades all in the span of two pages. Does anybody else see the problem with that? That it's like over 1,000-year time period, and they're talking about three different time periods. I mean, St. Augustine was 4th and 5th century. We're talking like 300s and 400s. Muhammad came around 620, in the 620s. Okay, so that's like 2 centuries later. And then the Crusades came 4 centuries later. So none of this is even remotely connected to anything. I mean, what are we supposed to assume, that Muhammad led all these great armies to conquer the Holy Land and the Crusades and all this other stuff? Like, it doesn't even make any sense. The Crusades happened like 4 centuries after Muhammad. I mean, it's all nonsense if you want to think about it in a realistic way, but let's not get bogged down by the facts. Let's move on to something more pressing. Like, let me get this straight. So Catholics were already going to the Holy Land. They had free access to the Holy Land. They traveled there all the time, had pilgrimages, prayed there as often as they wanted, but somehow the Holy Land was being blocked by the Jews. And even though they had full access to the Holy Land, they wanted to take the Holy Land. So instead of just raising an army to take the Holy Land, they create an entire religion and take this woman out of a convent and get her into the biggest conspiracy theory known to mankind. And she got together with all these other people, created a false prophet who created a whole religion just to take back the Holy Land. But then they became too powerful. And once they had the Holy Land, they wouldn't listen to the Catholic Church anymore. And that's what led to the Crusades. And it's all nonsense. It's ridiculous. And yet we have people in public platforms saying this is true. Can you believe this Protestant influencer has actually said, look, you can get the facts here if you want it, in a comic book. In a comic book, you can get the facts. Some people should not be talking. Some people should not be teaching or preaching or speaking. They should just be praying and studying and living a quiet life. So taking the Holy Land had nothing to do with the Seljuk Turks coming up from the south and massacring 12,000 unarmed pilgrims. It had nothing to do with Emperor Commodore Alexius the first of the Byzantine Empire calling the Pope for help because the Muslims had already taken over the Persian Empire and the Roman Empire in no time at all. And the last major empire on earth was the Byzantine Empire, and they had already conquered half of it. So it was at that time that the Byzantine Emperor called the Pope for help. It had nothing to do with that. It had nothing to do with creating a safe passage to the Holy Land so pilgrims could go there freely without being massacred. It had nothing to do. I mean, we have the letter from the Pope giving the three reasons outlining the Crusades, but I guess it's the National Enquirer is more fun. You know, so many people, the only people who believe Jack Chick are those who don't know anything, who literally have a baseline of zero historical knowledge and kind of want this to be true. Because even if you didn't have any historical knowledge, there's no way that you could read this and say, yeah, that sounds relevant, that sounds credible. No, even in anyone's normal mind who didn't want this to be true, they would not believe this, even if they have no historical knowledge. But something would come up in their mind saying, something sounds off about this, as it should. Oh, but it gets better. After the Catholic Church failed in this big epic failure. I mean, the Muslims refused to listen to the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church was going to get revenge many, many, many centuries later with Pope Pius XII. Oh, this gets good. Oh, this is good. Good stuff right here. Get your popcorn, people. As a direct result of the vision of Fatima, Pope Pius XII ordered his Nazi army, I'm going to try not to laugh, to crush Russia and the Orthodox religion, and to make Russia Roman Catholic. The vision of Fatima did not die down. It was a smashing success. But a few years after he lost World War II, Pope Pius XII startled the world with his phony dancing sun vision of Fatima to keep Fatima in the newspapers. It was great religious showbiz at its best, and the whole world swallowed it. Not surprisingly, Pope Pius was the only one to see the vision of the dancing sun. Yeah, history, according to Jack Chick. One person once said that the best way to make money is to start a religion. That same person started a religion. And it was the religion of Scientology. Fact. And Jack Chick, the best way to make money is to create conspiracy theories. People love conspiracy theories and they just buy into it. Why do you think the National Enquirer, even though it was nonsense and talking about aliens and abductions and all this other stuff back in the day, everybody knew it was fake, but everybody ate it up because they just love that stuff. Same thing here. Jack Chick's history, some people just eat it up even though it's nonsense. Now, I just want to know, like, Pope Pius XII had his Nazi... had Nazi armies? Really? Could anybody, for the record, I would like to know, can anybody substantiate this in a history book for me? Can anyone find this in an encyclopedia for me? I know it's probably been wiped away from history by the Catholic Church because they didn't want anybody to know. But it sounds like the Da Vinci Code. It just sounds like crazy talk. Why is anybody even writing this down, much less believing it? I mean, we have the documents of Fatima. We have the writings. Crushing Russia with a Nazi army? So let me get this straight. Mary appeared from heaven to Pope Pius XII, apparently, and he ordered his Nazi army to crush Russia and the Orthodox religion. Can anybody at any time in history remember this happening? Can anybody remember that this was even attempted? I mean, it says that he failed. I mean, I think maybe he's talking about the Russian invasion. I'm sorry, the German invasion of Russia during World War II. Can anybody remember Pope Pius XII leading those armies? Can anybody remember Pope Pius XII commanding any armies? Can anybody remember any of this conspiracy theory nonsense? The Catholic Church physically tried to take over the Russia and the Orthodox Church. Yeah, makes a ton of sense. So, Mary's message about praying for the conversion of Russia and the fall of communism was code word for leading Nazi armies and crushing Russia and the Orthodox Church and converting them all to Catholicism. If you don't know by now, people, Jack Chick is delusional. Literally. Literally. And if you haven't checked out Jimmy Akin's kind of unique piece on him, he wrote a little booklet on Jack Chick. He went to meet him. He's one of the only people who have ever met this guy. And he worked hard to do it. Why? Because this guy is a recluse. He just stayed in his room. Nobody ever saw him. And he just wrote his stuff. And Jimmy actually had a chance to meet this recluse and talk with him. And it was very interesting. So check that out at Catholic Answers. We have it here as well, but it's a very interesting read. Also check out our video on Pope Pius XII and the reality. The reality is that Pope Pius XII was credited by Israel for saving more Jewish lives than any other person or any other country combined. He is credited with saving over 800,000 Jewish lives. I mean, he opened seminaries, he opened convents, he opened monasteries, he opened homes, he opened the Vatican, he opened as many places across Europe as possible and let the Jews hide there. Even like monasteries where we had like cloistered nuns or cloistered priests who could never see the light of day again. They were opened. And these people came out publicly after World War II, before the revisionist history, which we have a video on our Pope Pius XII. And they said this. They literally had people in the Jewish world, like the prime minister and the head of Israel, giving lots of money and donating like 800,000 trees. They planted 800,000 trees in Israel to kind of honor Pope Pius XII and the amount of lives that he saved with the Jews. Not to mention that high up Jewish people in Israel converted to the Catholic Church based on his inspiration. Just not based on his inspiration alone. They just looked into the Catholic Church and ended up converting to Catholicism. So all of the anti-revisionist Catholic history, or just history that you hear today about Pope Pius XII, is 100% false. Check out our video on that. Now, what about this phony dancing sun in the sky? So apparently after Pope Pius XII lost and miserably lost World War II with his Nazi armies, he got into showbiz, and this Fatima thing that the Catholic Church concocted and made up about Mary appearing, suddenly he developed the fact that there was a miracle in the sky and the sun was dancing in the sky and everyone had to believe it. But unfortunately, he was the only one to see it. Bummer. Except for the inconvenient fact that it's a notorious fact that 70,000 people saw the miracle of the sun, including atheists, reporters, and other non-Catholics saw this miracle. And that is a verifiable fact that anyone can look up online. I guess Jack Chick and Alberto Rivera just don't think that anyone would actually fact check their stuff, or don't care because they're making tons of money off this anyways. Then on page 29 of this comic book, it says that the Catholic Church launched a bloodbath in Spain. They raised a Muslim army to conquer Catholic Spain. Yeah, listen to this. In 1936, a new Spanish Inquisition exploded. It was called the Spanish Civil War, secretly orchestrated by the Vatican. To keep the world from knowing the truth, it was made to look in the news like the Vatican was fighting the communists in a holy war. Oh yeah, everyone remembers that. In actuality, there were only a handful of communists in Spain, and the Roman Catholic institution had ordered a bloodbath of her own followers. Using the Vatican banner, Muslim forces invaded the Canary Islands, then attacked southern Spain, and so on and so on, and the whole world watched in horror as the Catholic Church raised an army, a Muslim army, to attack Catholic Spain. Do you know how many people Jack Chick deceives? How many people actually fall for this? Now, if anybody is watching this who has ever watched Jack Chick, there's two responses. The normal response are the other people who are deluded, who say, no, this is all fact. It's history. I mean, everybody knows this is true. The Catholic Church is evil. These are just the people who want the Catholic Church to be evil. And then there's the people who say, oh my gosh, why have I ever believed this? I have been deluded. Like, I am so silly. Why would I ever believe any of this? I'm so silly. I'm just gonna not tell anybody and just pretend I never listened to this and walk away and do better research in the future. Last of all, on page 30, it says that, oh, but wait, a Muslim shot Pope John Paul II. And the Catholic Church, this cartoon says, blamed it on the KGB, which was fine because Pope John Paul was a good communist for many years. He had been a good communist, it says, for many years. So, okay, let's get this straight. John Paul II was credited by most people as ushering in the downfall of communism, but he was a good communist. So A plus B equals C. A good communist ushered in the downfall of communism and destroyed communism. Yeah, that sounds like Matthew chapter 12 when, you know, a house divided against itself, where the Pharisees accused Jesus of casting out demons by the power of the devil, by Beelzebub. It's the same concept here. And to make matters worse, it was a Jesuit who called the whole thing, who made up the whole thing. So the Jesuits in Jack Chick's world are this secret organization, underworld, really doing everything, making the Muslims, making the Vatican, making everything happen, orchestrating everything from behind the scenes, and creating the Antichrist, who is the Pope, who sits upon the throne. I mean, this is all nonsense, but people eat it up. So if you're someone who has ate it up in the past, enjoy. Wake up. Reality. You know, for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, wake up. It's not reality. It's not true. You have been duped. I hate to even have to tell people they've been duped. I thought this would be obvious by all this. If you like this video, definitely check out our other one where it talks about the starting of Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons and other religions like that, the KKK, communism, all started by the Catholic Church with the greatest conspiracy theories you've ever heard. It's amazing. Get more popcorn and go watch that video. Thanks so much for watching today. Please do your part and share this video with everybody you know on every platform you know to get the truth out there and undo the lies and help people to see the truth that sets them free. Because many people, even honest people sometimes, are blinded and led astray and duped by these things. So please share this, like this, leave a comment, and please support our ministry if you can. PayPal, Patreon down below, and you can check those out. You can support us monthly, one time, quarterly, yearly, whatever you can afford. It all goes back to the salvation of souls. And if you would like to follow us on social media, check out all of that down below. God bless you.